Welcome, gamers. Welcome to Next Level Podcast, episode 6. Today we have a beautiful show for all of you, sexy viewers and sexy listeners, and yeah, all you gamers. Anyway, today's podcast we're going to be talking about Saints Row 5. The rumor. Hold on. I'm going to do the introduction. Shut up. Jesus Christ! I'm just letting them know before the show starts.
Fine.
The one and only annoying Mary. Welcome.
Anyway, but listen.
Wait a minute.
In today's show, we'll be talking about Saints Row 5. We're going to be talking about rumors of DirectX 12 on Xbox One. We'll be talking about some other rumors and news. It's going to come crazy. And I'll be talking about South Park, The Stick of Truth. Just a little bit. Not too much. And of course, if you are listening to us on Podomatic, you can also watch us on YouTube. The link is in the description. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you can also download the audio file. It's in the description below on the side, on top. It doesn't matter what the description is. You'll be able to download the podcast. So as always, I am Sori Value. And next to me is finally back, the pain in the ass, the annoying, Mary.
Ah, shut up. You know you miss me.
Nobody missed you. No, we're just joking. We love you.
Yes, Mary, you were missed.
And of course, we have the one and only, the sexy Mr. Melia 69.
Yo, what's up, fans?
You really need a 69 on that M in that hat. I swear to God, it would be so cool just to have the 69 in the hat. It will suit you. And we got the one looking with the crazy hair, Mr. Oni.
That look like a box shot.
And fresh from work, he ran a mile just to get to the podcast, and no, then we have to wait. It. We waited 20 minutes, and he was like, "Fuck you guys."
Damn, man,
Mr. N7 Sketcher.
I hate you guys.
He could have walked and danced with the butterflies.
Yep. So let's start off with some stuff about South Park, The Stick of Truth. I recently just got South Park, and I have to say, it's one of the most funnest games I've ever played, alongside Saints Row 4. It's so fun to play. It does get a little bit boring, because when you're in the map, it just, there's so much shit that you could do, and you're like all lost. I got lost a couple times already. But there's nothing better than collecting cheap Pokemons.
I actually have a complaint about how that's
everywhere. I love collecting those little things. I can't wait to find the shoe.
You just like it when it goes cheap Pokemon.
But when I find that shoe, it's going to be more better than anything. It's going to be the most epic find in the world.
Can you evolve them?
Compare Saints Row 4 to, like, South Park?
Yeah, because, you know, Saints Row 4 was funny, and it has some funny moments, South Park, and I really enjoy Saints Row when it came down to the humor, but nothing compares to South Park. The humor on there, this is, if a little kid gets that game, the mom is going, moms are going to riot in the street, I swear to God. No, they're going to be like, blame Canada. Instead of saying blame Canada, they're going to be like, blame South Park.
No, wait a minute. We already went through that situation with the whole video, the whole part in South Park where they blame Canada and shit. It's your fault if you buy your child this game.
But it looks,
it's obviously a freaking rated mature game.
But
Let me not get into that rant. Continue, please.
They don't look at that. You know, moms don't look at that. They're going to see Cartman, a fat cartoon character with a wizard hat, and they're gonna be like, "Oh, my kid would love
South
this."
South Park has been it's out a cartoon. For years. Parents should know what the fuck South Park is.
Parents be watching South Park.
Exactly. It's on Comedy Central, for crying out loud.
Half the people that have a 10-year-old right now, anyway, have grown up watching South Park. So
yeah, Comedy Central is not that much. It's just basic cable, but yeah.
They'll probably buy it for their kids. I'm gonna be like, the most shocking thing is that, okay, I don't watch the show regularly. I haven't seen all the episodes, but I've seen enough to know the characters and stuff like that. So I bump into this guy named Slave, thanks to Mr. N7 for letting me know his name. N7 let me know his name, because I explained to him what happened to me, and for me it was a shocking thing. So I bumped into him, I did his mission, I got his package, and he goes,
his vibrating package,
he goes, you know what, he's gonna become like a summon or something, he'll help me out. So I summon him, and he gets naked.
Well, no, he doesn't get naked.
He gets naked.
Takes off his pants.
Well, that guy is
completely naked. No, he gets naked.
He gets naked.
When he takes off his pants, is there like a blur down there?
No, he's holding it with his hand. He's covering it with his hand. There's no blur. It's covering with his hand. But the thing is, I'm fighting kids. I'm fighting kids because basically they're role playing.
Oh, you did it with a kid? I did it with an adult.
No, I did it with a kid. That was even worse. It was a kid. So he jumps on top of him, and I'm thinking, oh, it's just teabagging him. Oh, okay, that's funny. No. No. When all I see, when the camera goes down, his body, it looks like the kid is inside his body. Oh, and I'm like, did he just injected that kid into his ass?
You didn't see
and
that
the episode. The other kid.
I don't think he's episode.
No, I haven't seen that episode.
But yes, there is an episode where he Paris does Hilton. That to one of the characters.
The kid starts crying and leaves. Like, the other kid, I'm like, I just stood up. My mouth was like, Mary was sleeping, and I looked over there to see if she was awake. I looked back, and I was like, did that just happen? Did that really just happen? So, that was one of the crazy. And another thing, when Kenny dies, rats come and eat him. Break them apart. And I was like, holy shit, Kenny, how am I going to revive him?
You bastard.
They just kind of take him apart. Like, but there's an episode where freaking Kenny dies, and like Kenny's been dead for a long period of time, and next thing you know, his body looks like it's having a seizure, and he explodes with rats.
It's an amazing game. I have to say, I've enjoyed it. I finally got the dragon. What is it? The dragon
shout.
So it's basically you throwing a fart. So it's kind of funny. Like, you just
throwing farts at people. I'm surprised that too, because they actually call him Dragonborn in the game.
Yeah, they do.
I was surprised.
Yeah, they do. They call him the Dragonborn.
Like, Bethesda actually allowed that? Wow.
I mean, I think that's just a name. I think they don't really have any. They can't really say. I mean, because. I could do a TV show and be like, hey, he's a Dragonborn. I mean, I don't think Bethesda really owns that. Now, if I use Skyrim, then I think Bethesda would be like, hey.
If you use anything with Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, they'll be like, hey, you can't use that, asshole. But, yeah, it's a fun game. The collectibles, I'm actually, right now, I'm looking for kindergartens. They're so cute. They're just like little kids. Like,
I saw Ike. Small.
Yeah, Ike is there. He's playing
Ike
Pirates.
In the park.
He's playing Pirates with his friend. I just like the game. The game is RPG. It has a lot of RPG elements, and it's actually turn-based. So it's kind of cool. And it reminds me a little bit of Legend of Dragoon. Not too much. You know, in Legend of Dragoon, when the square goes like that, you have to keep pressing X to keep the combo. Well, South Park is just, you know, like that. When his hand flashes, you press the button, and he does another. It's not really a big combo. It's just one
counter,
hit. Yeah, you can counter it. It still hurts you.
The battle itself is pretty awesome, and that kind of brought back a lot of memories from games that I like to play.
Yeah, back in the days,
so
right?
So it's like that whole countering and how it plays out and all that stuff. It's pretty cool.
I do like how Cartman and the first guy you fight that you were, like, playing, he goes, oh, it's turn-based? This sucks. And then Cartman gets upset. Yeah, it's like old school, and I don't give a fuck. Like, he actually wanted it to be kind of old school, so they actually mentioned that was kind of old school.
I keep on confusing Clyde and Craig.
Why?
Because they're two different kids.
Yeah, no, but...
And one of them is the kid that you beat the shit out of in the beginning.
I just like when you beat them up and they start crying.
What's your name, new kid? Oh, your name's Douchebag?
Yeah, douchebag.
I actually was able to select no, and he kept like,
you can't change your name.
In one of the scenes, he looks at Butters and giggles. I'm like, this motherfucker.
Yeah. Are you sure you want to be called Douchebag? And you're like clicking no, and he still says, okay, your name is Douchebag. I was like, I just wanted to change it. So it's a fun game. I totally recommend it for anybody who loves South Park, or anybody that's seen South Park and likes likes it. I think
we don't recommend it to kids because that is clearly a mature rated cartoon.
Mary, did you find a guy fucking a horse?
I found a guy fucking a horse. I found a naked chick dancing in her living room, and I found a dude masturbating on his couch.
Yes, I found all of them. You open the door, he's like, yeah, yeah. Ah!
The thing is that it just stays there for a minute. It's just like...
He was practicing that
naked chick. Oh, my sex. God.
That's what he was doing.
No, okay, no.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, the guy fucking a horse. The guy fucking a horse is kind of like... I was like... That guy was fucking a horse.
He was fucking a horse, and he had, like, the only BDM fucking mask on his face. I'm like, oh, my God.
What was the horse doing?
Well, you couldn't really see the whole horse. It was just the bottom half.
Yeah, just the bottom half. But you could go anywhere in that game. It's so nice how you could go almost anywhere. And you could pick up any items. You don't start walking slow if you have too many items. Like, I had so many items. I had dildos in my pocket. I was walking around with dildos in my pocket.
Yeah, fuck that. I have all of her dildos in my pocket.
Yes, I did. I stole all her dildos.
Did you notice that one of them was grape flavored?
Oh my God, no!
How would you...
It's in the description of the item.
I'm gonna stay quiet now.
Listen, I'm sorry. When I look at stuff, I read everything that comes with it. So in the description,
especially
the devil penetration one said it was grape flavored.
I'm surprised it didn't say taste the rainbow.
Oh,
it was a purple dildo. So
I definitely recommend it. I've only played a little bit. So far, I highly recommend it. We'll be doing a review soon.
Here's my question. How many dildos ups do you give it?
How many dildos right now? I give it a 9.
9 dildos. Ew. Nice.
That's disturbing. 9 dildos.
And, ladies and gentlemen, in Game EX, we always find different ways to rate a game. Like, remember, Oni has a lot of back... slightly back, but you know, no titties type thing. Yeah. We don't hold nothing back. Once you listen to the podcast, this is number 6. You already know how we do it here.
The title already says next level shit, okay?
Alright, so with that being said, I talked about South Park. So, the next thing we're talking about is the rumor that Saints Row 5 is being developed. This is something that everybody should know is coming. I mean,
it's rumored, but it's obvious.
They said this is a rumor. It's supposedly they're gonna be having, like, they're gonna make fun of movies and stuff like that from 2000.
Yeah, from 2013 to 2014.
So maybe we're looking
at Paranormal Activity shit.
Yeah, maybe we'll look at Avengers. Who knows? Or Iron Man and stuff like that. You know, imagine the Saints Row team as Avengers. Come on.
As long as they use a new engine, it's time to once you do so many games with one engine, it's kind of like, really?
But that's what I'm worried about. It from the way that the rumor goes, it sounds like they're just going to be using the same game again. The only difference is that they're going to change the story, advance it a couple years ahead, you know, and they're just going to change little things and make fun of 2013 to 2014 movies.
I just hope that they do something clever with the last storyline for 4, like make it a movie or something. Like I was saying before, I mean, I hope that they seriously make it like that was Gangsters in Space, the movie, so that they don't have to follow it. Because, I mean, if they try to follow the last storyline, they'd have to explain how Earth came back, or they'd just be like, fuck it, Earth's back. And I think it would be kind of lame if they just, like, went, fuck it, we do whatever we want. You know, it's like, you should at least, like, make some kind of attempt.
You know, I forgot about that. That Oni made a good point. The Earth exploded.
Yeah, but if you look at it at the end, they said that the guy was messing with time travel.
I know. So, if you watch the whole thing, they're like, we got tired of time travel, and now we're finding people. That because he like took a bunch of people out of history, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now they've got a bunch of people throughout history on the spaceship. So I mean, so like, if you
go ahead, Oni.
So I mean, you could do it. You can only do it two ways. I mean, you can go one way, which is like you're gonna have a new planet, right? Because you have to have a new planet, and then you have still have the Matrix, which you can still use your recycled city. Or, I mean, you can make it just be like, hey, this whole number four was just gangsters in space, you know, the movie. And then just set them up as actors in the movie and, you know, make them even more famous now because now they're famous movie stars, too. You know?
That would be more so, I mean, it'll be the whole gangsters in space.
It would be interesting because I like that idea better because then they can go back to their roots, right? But then if they want to make a crazy sci-fi one where they make fun of, like, Star Wars and stuff like that, they can always make, like, a spin-off that's, like, gangsters like space in space. Boss? Yeah, well, you could just be, it could be Saints Row, gangsters in space, right? And you could just make it, like, crazy Mass Effect making fun of, or Star Wars, or Tron, or anything you wanted. You know, you could take that whole sci-fi genre and just go with it. And then you would have all the people that want to see Saints Row back to the way it was. You could do that with the traditional Saints Row and just make them more famous, you know. But, you know, it's hard to say. It's like they're keeping such a tight lid on it. Nobody knows what they're going to do. And it's like, it's kind of a pivotal moment. So I'm hoping that they go smart with it and don't just go like, we do whatever we want and then just kind of ruin it. But, you know, it's hard to say.
Yep.
It's one of my favorite games, so, you know, I'm kind of adamant about it. But, I mean, it's their game, so they can do whatever they damn well please.
And we're going to buy it no matter what.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it.
Yes, we are.
Talk about that, Saints Row. Also, this week, next weekend, is GDS. And Microsoft and Sony are getting ready to reveal some stuff. I know Sony is planning to reveal the virtual reality headset, whatever, for the PS4. It's going to supposedly take on Oculus Rift. I don't know. Oculus Rift right now is very popular. I don't think Sony could do anything to stop that sensation right now. But the big rumor is that, well, it's not a rumor. It's half rumor, half true. Microsoft is getting ready to reveal DirectX 12, and they're saying that it's going to be available on Xbox One. They're making a big deal. A lot of people are talking about it on the internet. And they're saying that supposedly since a lot of people are saying the Sony PlayStation 4 is like 30% more powerful, I don't see it. I mean, both consoles look great. I have both of them and they both look great. Rise and Killzone look actually alike, a lot alike, even though, you know, yeah. Xbox One does 720 and PS4 does 1080p.
None of their games can tax the systems enough yet for us to tell.
Right.
It's true. I mean, look at. I was playing Remember Me today, like a couple of days, and Remember Me looks really good compared to Heavy Rain. I mean, Heavenly Swords back in the days. Like we could actually go back, and be like, look at the way that PS3 came and Xbox 360. Condemn. You guys remember Condemn for the 360 when it first came out? That shit looked like crap. compared to the way the games look. Nah, look at Gears of War 1 compared to Gears of War 3.
Gears of War 2 or 3 or 4.
Or 3. Oh, yeah, three? Judgment. Just
same thing with the same to me.
Same thing with Uncharted. Uncharted 1 looks way different than Uncharted 3.
Uncharted 1 looks greasy and like almost like Play-Doh, but not really.
Gears of War, it's like you're playing with, like, clay figurines.
Yep.
Let's not talk about Mass Effect on clay.
Yeah!
Okay, but you know what? Mass Effect never got better.
Oh.
Whoa! Mass Effect 3 did look better.
No, if you play Mass Effect 1 and then go back to Mass Effect 3, it's changed.
But not much. It's like ridiculous for 3.
No. Don't get me wrong. Mass Effect 3, it still looks like Play-Doh, but it looks like more better Play-Doh.
They said like
it looks
a
like painted in Play-Doh.
They sent out like a survey, like an email survey. They're like, "Would you like to see Mass Effect redone and for next gen?" I'm like, "As long as you don't make their faces look stupid."
That's true. I don't like the way their faces look. It looks that weird.
Because the game looks amazing, and then they start talking, and you're like, ah, oh, god damn it. My character's like, how's it going? Hey, Garrus, how's it going? I'm doing good. How are you doing, Shepard?
You know what? You know what? You know whose face pissed me off the most? It was just Tally's. Tally's face pissed me off the most.
Because she didn't have a face!
Like, that was the glass was the reflective thing?
Yeah, that was the point. Number three,
you can kind of see it, like the shadow behind the mask.
Yeah, I don't think Mary understood my joke.
Yeah,
I understood the joke. Shut up.
Only Mass Effect players get that joke, Mary. It's okay. You never got off the Citadel. But anyway.
No one got off the I entered the elevator and never got off.
Man, I got to the Citadel and I didn't know where the fuck I was going. I was just like,
that was the best thing about it.
I literally looked at everything and like, oh, it looks pretty. I'm not playing this anymore.
I like how in the first one you have to stand in the fucking elevators for the longest time. Like to actually wait to get there. They usually talk, but every once in a while you'll get it where they're not talking. They're just kind of standing there going, we got nothing to talk about.
Yeah, but that was good. That was kind of good because Mass Effect 1, you had those elevators. I didn't have to pause it. I could keep letting the game run, and I could run out to the garage and get a Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
But I got to ask Oni, since Oni's been a PC gamer for a very long time, and do you think that DirectX 12 coming to Xbox One will benefit the Xbox One and will actually be able to, for the system to actually go 1080 and actually be as good as the PS4 as people say it is or something like that? You think DirectX is going to help the Xbox One?
It's hard to say. You know, it really depends on how good DirectX 12 is when it comes out. I mean, it definitely has the potential to increase the coding ability and the ability to make programs. What I'm a little bit concerned about is that since they're just now releasing it, whether or not any of the game companies have had access to it yet. So, I mean, even if it comes out, like, in 2 months, there's no real guarantee that the DirectX is actually going to make the games that are coming out look nice. It's going to be like the games that are starting now are going to be better in the future because now they have access to it. You know, because it's a part of the development process. If they haven't developed it with DirectX 12 in mind, it's not going to help whether or not you put it on the Xbox or not. And, I mean, that's why in the past it seems to me like it was more of an issue where they would put it on the PC and let the PC gamers deal with it because, I mean, we've been dealing with it for years. Everybody knows, oh, a new DirectX is coming out. We're going to have issues for, like, 3 months. You know, it's going to crash all the time and then we're going to have to wait for patches and it's just the way it works. You know, it's just now with the systems, the consoles, as being as powerful as they are, they're coming into the PC area and now they're having to deal with development. So, I mean, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, I can't believe they're putting this on the console. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's going to go on the console either way. It's just before it was like you waited until it was perfected and then you got it on your, and you never really noticed it. So, I mean, it's the same thing. It's just you're getting it sooner. Now you just have to kind of share in all the PC gamers' pain, you know, our pain of having to deal with it all the time. You know, so, I mean, that's kind of lame for the people who don't want to deal with that. But, I mean, if you want the graphics to be better sooner, I mean, it's going to be a benefit. Because if you get it on the console and you help us get it developed faster and people start getting that in their hands when they start developing the games, means you're going to get those games with that added benefit sooner than having to wait for them to actually put it on the console and wait for it to be fully developed and all that stuff, because that's just going to push back the time frame in which it takes to actually get those better games. But, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, we don't know. All those gaming companies may have had DirectX 12 for who knows how long. They're not going to tell us. Mm-hmm. So.
Right.
It's gonna affect indie games because the people who do indie games just now are getting it. So, I mean, indie games are gonna get a jump up, but I mean, you know.
I guess we'll find out March the 20th.
Yeah. We'll get it all home and everyone will go, oh god, it's making my computer crash. And just like normal.
Yeah, just like normal.
Oh, my video card doesn't work. God damn it. Gotta download some retrofitted DirectX drivers. Damn it. You know, that's the kind of thing we do.
I mean, I think Microsoft is really, like, doing this because they're, like, getting their ass kicked by Sony when it comes down to that. I mean, every game that comes out is like, oh, it's 1080p in PS4 and it's 960 on Xbox One. Even though some people really don't care about that, it's not a big deal. I mean, fanboys are going to be fanboys no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Fanboys are going to be fanboys of console no matter what. The Xbox One could be dying. Xbox One fanboys would stand by it until they say, okay, we're done.
They want a working console. So I think if they're going to have so much trouble, like Oni was talking about, like with it crashing, that's where they're going to have a downfall. Yeah, they're trying to up the quality of their games and whatnot, but you're practically going to be dealing with issues
like he said, we don't know how long they had this available.
Yeah, we don't know how long.
You know, they could have probably already had perfecting it, and we don't even know. We probably get it, and next thing you know, well, it's like, it runs so smooth. I mean, every console is going to have his downfall. No matter what, every console is going to have his problem.
Right.
I mean, has Sony had the PS4 with the save crashes? Oh, yeah. Like it happened to me, the blue blinking light of death that I had to send. I never even, when I first got my PS4, I couldn't even play because it didn't turn on. It didn't do shit. So I had to wait 1 week for me to play PS4. It's just us that get consoles the first day always know that we're going to suffer. We're going to suffer no matter what. We're going to suffer the issues.
That's like a given.
We're going to suffer. Technically, listen, we just helped the people who are getting the Xbox and PS4 now. We helped them out. Because we beta test the consoles. We beta test the consoles, basically. Right. You know? Now, all of you guys are going to get the PS4 and the Xbox One. They're going to get that first day patch. And these are going to be working fine. And look, I'm not mad. I'm not upset. And I think the DirectX 12, if it helps Microsoft, I hope it does.
Right, but more power to them. It's just that.
Right. At the end of the day, what gamers need to realize at the end of the day that we all win. Because if Microsoft is still alive and Sony is still alive and Nintendo is still alive in 5, 7, 10 years, we're always going to get good games because they're always going to go against each other. So no matter what console we play, we're always going to have that better game. You know, we're always going to have that good experience. And for us gamers that buy every console or play any console, or just, you know, like every console that comes out, we benefit from it. Because, you know, this month, especially this month, look, I you know, some of us are going to get Titanfall and Infamous. You know, we're going to get two games. Some people are going to get one game. But it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we're all gamers. And we should, I don't know, this fanboy world. This fanboy thing is just, they're just funny. It's funny how they just talk.
I just don't know whether or not DirectX is going to have a big enough impact. Is what I'm saying. You know, I mean, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a big deal. Oh my god, it's a big deal. But I mean, at the same time, it's not anything new. It almost seems to me like Microsoft is just putting it out there. You know, they're mm-hmm. making it a big deal to try to take some heat off. Even though it's probably not going to be too much of a big deal than they normally have. It's just one of those things that's hard to say, you know? It's like, I can't, without seeing DirectX in motion, like, if they brought it out and they did some demo and it was like, this is what it looks like without DirectX, this is what it looks like, and it's like, holy crap! You know, maybe then I'll be like, well, this is going to be amazing, but I mean, as it is now, they're just saying, it's going to be DirectX 12. Like, mm-hmm. great. Is that going to be, like, a major overhaul? Or is it just, like, you know, graphics look slightly better.
I'm just curious how they're gonna add it, you know?
It's software.
It's just a download patch.
It's just software.
A patch. It just, you know.
It's an upgrade in the firmware software update. So, I mean, it's not like it's going to be a major change in your hardware. you know, it's just going to make everything look better, and it's going to make it process faster. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
That's another thing that a lot of people are saying. If it's just going to be updated like that, like nowhere, and nothing's being, you know, added to it. Like, you know that some people might have to buy, like, a new... I heard that some people might have to buy, like, a new graphic card because their old graphic cards can't handle it or something like that. But people are not really scared now because it's just a regular update. It's like, whatever. It's not that big of a deal, you know? It's just, okay, another number...
It's not that big of a deal for the consoles, because all the consoles have the new video cards in them. Right. It will be, however, a bigger deal for people who have older PCs. So, I mean, people that have older PCs, they may be running off of... Because, I mean, I'm pretty sure... I'm not going to say that this is what it is, because I have no idea. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure that the new one is specifically for the Hernings. Mm-hmm. You know? The Hernings have a video card built into the processor itself. That's how it gets better processing on it, and it also gives you much better video quality even with your video card, because it has a little mini video card inside. So, I mean, I'm sure that DirectX, the new DirectX, is specifically made with that in mind. Hmm. So, I mean, some of the older video cards that are not compatible with the Hernings are probably going to have a hard time with DirectX 12 too. So when you start getting new programs that are designed around DirectX 12, you're going to start having issues with computers that have that are incompatible. Video cards that are incompatible with Hernings. So, I mean, you're going to have issues there, I think. Probably computers that are maybe 2 years old, you're going to have issues with.
That sucks.
And then you have a two-year-old computer?
I mean, it's like
the air quotes. They're revolutionary.
Right.
The Hernings are. So it's one of those things, is every time someone says revolutionary, what it means is everything else that used to work doesn't.
Right. So. It's like you can buy a video card that's made for DivX 10 but compatible with 11, and it might not be compatible for 12. I mean, you never know. We're just going to have to wait.
Yeah. We won't know until it actually gets out on the market and starts
exactly.
getting inside everyone's computers, and everyone goes, oh, God, my shit isn't working.
Right. And like Oni says, I mean, until they come out with a game that's built around that, that's when the issues are really going to start coming in. Because, like, I don't know, you can play a game that only requires Direct 11, so you should be all right. But when you get a game that requires a 12 and your video card is not...
And how many games, I mean, how long does it take you to make a game? I mean, most of the time you're talking at least 2 years, right?
Right.
So, I mean, DirectX hasn't been around, the new DirectX hasn't been around for 2 years, so there's no way that any of the games coming out right now are designed specifically mm-hmm. with that in mind.
Right.
Now that they are, it is, they're going to start making games, mm-hmm. and when those games start coming out, they're going to look fabulous and amazing and revolutionary, and then we're going to have problems, because people who don't have that because their computers can't handle it, are going to have issues. They're going to try to run it, and they're going to try to make patches, and the patches are going to crash shit, and software that you had, like Wacom and all sorts of webcams, and they're all going to try to use the same drivers as the new DivX 12, and they're all going to have to call up the people who make it, and they're going to have to figure out new code for their programs, because DirectX isn't going to, like, get out of the way and be like, go ahead and take your drivers. They're going to be like, no, you have to build yours around us. So, I mean, you're going to have to download updates for all of your programs and all those things. But, I mean, that's normal for PC people. We're used to that. You know, people that are on consoles, not so used to that, because usually it's supplied for them. Microsoft says, hey, we're making this patch. Upload it. If it doesn't upload, it doesn't work properly, you know? But now that they're encroaching on the computer section, this is what I was saying before, is, I mean, the closer they get these consoles to PCs, the more issues you're going to have like this. I mean, it's just going to be that way. It's...
Yeah.
Everyone wants their consoles to be, like, more like PCs, and then they don't want to have to deal with all the things that PC people have to deal with, you know? It's...
They want the full package without the problems.
I know, come on. Go and buy yourself one of those stupid Steam boxes.
What are they called?
I don't know, Steam box.
They use Steam? Some shit like that.
So that was the direct. N7, you have anything before I go to the next one?
No.
No?
I just pretty much said. I mean...
So the big thing is another thing that people are very upset about is the fact that Microsoft announced the Titanfall bundle. It's $4.99. You get the game for free. So Microsoft just announced a Forza Motorsports bundle as well. Oh. It's going to be $4.99, and it comes with the game for free. A lot of people that bought the Xbox One when it first came out are very upset with Microsoft. For the fact of the matter is, they didn't get shit for the price that they paid for. Now, listen. When I got the consoles, I knew this was going to happen. I knew either one was going to lower down their prices sooner or later. You know, because it's going to happen. So I don't think people should be upset. I mean, you know what you were getting yourself into when you pay $500 for a console. You know what you were getting yourself into. Microsoft said they were not going to give you a free game, even though it's kind of fucked up. And this is from both companies. That in Europe, people their consoles are getting lowered down like $100 less. That's fucked up. But not only that. They were getting FIFA for free in UK. United States didn't get shit, and we thought we were gonna get Forza because that was a big rumor before the Xbox One came out. So now you can get Forza Motorsports 5 with an Xbox One for only $4.99.
So
I think that they should at least make the deal retroactive to people who bought it within the last 14 days.
I think that they should listen. This is what I think. If they want to solve something, they want to do something. You guys know when Nintendo 3DS came out, the Nintendo 3DS was $200. People bought it. The diehard fans bought it. Then it wasn't selling. It wasn't selling that well. So what did Nintendo did? They lowered down the price. But what else did Nintendo did? They built a system where the people who got the 3DS early was able to download free games from Nintendo.
The ambassador program.
Exactly. This is what I'm trying to say. This is okay, I'm sorry, we apologize, so we give you this. It could have been whack games, but the thought that counts. I think that Microsoft should at least give us Killer Instinct for free. Hey!
It's a horrible game anyway.
They did give it to you.
No, it's free. Hold on. There is not free. Fuck that shit. That is not free. One character.
No. That's Microsoft right there.
One character is not free. Okay.
They're looking at you like, well.
One character is not free. But I'm just saying, you know, I think that should have been something that Microsoft would think about. Look, for me, I knew that. What I was getting myself into when I bought the consoles. I knew that I was going to have problems. I knew that later on in the years, or maybe that same year, or the second year, was going to be lower money.
Later? Come on.
It is a couple of months later. It's not even a year later. That is
Like, you buy it, it's like, oh, I bought my Xbox, and then it's like, 3 days later, they send you an email like, we know you already bought it, but guess what? We're doing this. That's like, yeah. What? Because they said
your case is different.
The only bragging rights would be whole, I got day one edition. Well, yeah, I got the Titanfall bundle.
No, but it doesn't mean
fair.
They seriously sent me an email. It was like, we noticed that you just registered your Xbox One. Also, in side news, we're making an Xbox One with this one, and the game is free, so you should buy it from us next time. Like, literally, that's what it said. It was like, oh, you guys are bitches. Seriously.
They didn't properly set it in the timeline. They didn't do it right.
It's
like, we noticed that you registered your Xbox One online. And then later in the email, like, they had an ad for the Titanfall. We're releasing the Titanfall bundle. It's like, really?
It's like, really? Ha-ha. I'm gonna smack
you
totally in the face.
A ha-ha.
I'm gonna smack you
in
my face.
It was like, what? You guys just made me want to take mine and like, you're like, fuck you guys.
But yeah, a lot of people are upset with the whole Forza Motorsports bundle. Look, Microsoft is a business, and they're gonna try to make money. people gotta understand that. Okay, not all the time. We're gonna get what we want. It's just,
but they don't have to send me fucking emails about it. Okay, I could have at least like kept it quiet.
That is true.
Hey, look, he bought it within the last couple of days. Let's not send him that email.
Is that the email where when you scroll down, you see Bill Gates with money?
No? It's like Bill Gates with like a penis, and he's like, this is for you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm back, goodness. Bitch.
I'm great.
I would have been
I'm rich, too. Bitch.
I would have been livid, too, had I gone through the situation. Man, I think I would have done worse than what Oni did. I would throw my console at them.
That's a $500 console. I don't know if you want to throw it at right. them. But anyway, look, I'll be honest with you. I think Titanfall is going to sell a lot of I've seen the Titanfall trailer, and I always like to look at the comments. And at the comments section, they're like, I can't wait to get my Titanfall bundle and this and this and that. And yeah, I'm getting it.
Where's everybody getting it, though? Because they're obviously not getting it from GameStop.
Well,
GameStop is like, we don't have enough pre-orders to warrant midnight releases, and we still haven't even got any games in the store yet.
Well, I got an email.
I don't believe them no more.
Technically, I got an email that GameStop, my GameStop, and a lot of GameStops here in New York City are going to have a midnight release. Because when you told me that your area is not going to have a midnight release, I fucking went online, I called, and they were like, yeah, no, there's no cancellation for the midnight release here.
All of the places in our area, like all of them, and I was like, what's up with that? And they're like, we just don't have enough pre-orders for it. And I'm like, how can you not have enough pre-orders for it? What the fuck?
Maybe you're not in an Xbox fanboy area. You need to go to the next city.
I only live
need
in
to go over there, George.
You know, like my area is, you know, a big tech area. I mean, what the fuck?
We're back
in Stone Age over here.
Right, you need to get on the phone and just call every GameStop near you and see what's
up. I didn't take their word for it, dude. I thought, oh, they're just shit-canning me, right? So I called, like, 7 GameStops in my area, all the way from, like, San Jose, all the way up to Fairfield, and none of them were doing a midnight release. They all told me that they had been canceled.
Wow.
That's crazy. So we'll find out we'll definitely find out when Ashley or whatever her name is calls us. Hey, your game is ready at GameStop. You can pick it up either Monday night or you could pick it up on Tuesday. It'll be there for you when the store opens. Don't be that really sorry, bitch.
That's the email I got. I got an email saying it'd be ready for me first thing Tuesday morning, and I'm like, you guys won't have it. God damn it.
I haven't received
the
phone call.
I go down there at 10 o'clock and you guys aren't open for like 3 hours. It's like,
I haven't received the phone call from GameStop yet, so I'm kind of worried about that.
24 hours of the game release. For us, at least. I don't know.
Well, let's see what happens. It'll be tomorrow.
It'll be midnight tonight, right?
Yeah. I'll definitely be. They'll call you as soon as they get up tomorrow morning.
I'll definitely call tomorrow again.
I'm definitely calling tomorrow while I'm at work, and I'm gonna let them know. Are you guys having a midnight release? If you're not, let me know now, because after work I'm going straight to GameStop to pick it up. So if they say no, then I'll come home and be like, okay, I guess I just have to relax and wait until tomorrow. I'll play South Park.
I'm gonna go down there tomorrow, and I'm gonna be like, what the fuck?
Just give it to me right now, shit.
I know you got it back there. Don't lie to me.
The thing about it is right, it's like they won't give me the console, right, until the 11th. And oh, it's not even like it has a game in it. It's like a download code.
Yep.
Right? So, I mean, it's like, why are they having an issue giving me the console? Why can't I just take it, download all the fucking updates? And then, because, I mean, on Origin, you can already pre-download it. It's already in my computer.
Yeah, Microsoft said they would not do it. They said they first said that they were going to do it, and now Microsoft at the last minute said no. So you cannot
pre-load it. I don't see why they can't just... Yeah, preload it and just make it so that you can't play it until it is until it's midnight, right? So I mean, no. I mean, those even assholes. That way, why don't you just make it so that the code doesn't work until midnight?
That is true.
Right,
is true.
And then I can take it home and I can download all the stupid updates. Because that goddamn update, you know that console, like, it takes like an hour and a half to like fucking update. And I know there's going to be like 150 people like at home on Tuesday morning.
And you guys are whoever gets a console on Tuesday are updating two patches. They're updating the day one patch.
No,
actually three. They're updating the day one patch. They're updating the recent patch that came out, and they're also updating the Twitch patch that comes out on Tuesday. Because I thought that it was enabled already, but it's not. It actually comes out on Tuesday. So on Tuesday, they're able to stream.
Well, not even that, but then on Thursday, they got to update to Direct 12.
That's if they do.
Why are you putting all the updates on one day? You're killing me.
And then you got to update. Hold on. Titanfall has been confirmed that it does have a day one patch. So Titanfall will also update at this.
Great. Too.
So you have like about four updates to go through. This reminds me, and I know, look, insane. This is something that I went through.
Like we did on PlayStation.
Yeah, I think that this is something that me, Melian, and of course all of us has went through it. And Seven, remember when Little Big Planet, when we first got Little Big Planet, it was like seven updates, and you would be like, and they're like 500 megabytes each.
Didn't we? I think
you remember when PlayStation 4 came out and we couldn't play it for like 7 days because the servers were down? I mean, it's going to be the same thing.
Do you remember when I first got my PS3 and then like a week later the servers went down completely?
It was like a whole month.
We got two games out of that shit.
They should have gave us more. But again, from Xbox One, for all of you guys who are getting that Xbox One on Tuesday, welcome to next gen if you're finally going next gen.
All you people getting Xbox Ones, don't download until I'm finished.
Make sure you guys
look at the console and be like, fuck him.
we'll definitely be streaming Titanfall on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I'll be playing Titanfall and I'll be streaming it on Twitch. We're going live completely. I'll definitely wait for you, Yoni. Don't worry about it. I will not play until you get it. But anyway, we're definitely going to be streaming that live.
If I see it streaming on Twitch and I'm not playing, I'm going to be so pissed off. I'm going to like fly out to your house and be like, outside your door, be like...
That's what I was about to say. Like, he's going to show up on our fire escape and be like, you motherfuckers.
While you guys are trying to download the updates and get Titanfall ready and having servers crash probably... I'm just going to be sitting at home, probably getting my ass kicked in Dark Souls 2.
But the good thing is that 360 users will not be going through none of that trouble. So, Million, you'll be fine. But we'll be also streaming Titanfall when the 360 comes out, because we're going to have another community date for Titanfall 360. I'm also trying my hardest to also stream Infamous Second Son when it first released. I'll be streaming that too. No Final Fantasy. That's for me only.
I would show some gameplay for the new Yoshi game, but I don't know how you guys would feel about that.
Yeah, Yoshi, no. No, we don't want to see no Yoshi. Fuck you,
people like Yoshi.
Did you just say fucking Yoshi?
We don't want to see him shitting eggs. We don't want to see him shitting eggs.
Yo, he's shitting building-sized eggs.
Anyway, last podcast we talked about how I was listening to our podcast and I noticed that we talked about how you can't find a PS4 anywhere and the only way to get a PS4 is to get Infamous. Correction, Amazon for 3-4 days already has been having PS4s stocked available.
And $3.99. Now it's
gone. Is it gone?
No.
No,
you like mentioned it.
I know, right? Yeah. So we've been trying to like make Million get one. I bet you he's gonna get that money and he's gonna go to Amazon. He's gonna be like, fuck, they're sold out.
Don't say that.
I got the money. Fuck.
I know. But right?
it's been out of stock for like 2-3 months. So maybe they were like kind of like getting a whole bunch of stocks because they know Infamous Second Son is coming out. So maybe Amazon was just stocking on PS4s. I've been trying to get a lot of my friends to they've been asking me about availables on PS4, so I've been emailing a whole bunch of friends telling them, hey, you know, you asked me to let you know this is available Amazon right now. So Melian, you're not the only one I told, so good luck with that.
That's like 20 people right there, man. I'm gonna get you.
Yep. Go ahead.
I actually, when I went to GameStop to pick up Bravely Default and Dark Souls a week ago, the GameStop by my house actually had 2 Xbox Ones pre-owned and 1 PS4.
Pre-owned?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Somebody already sold them. Jesus.
Yeah.
People they want money. The Titanfall bundle.
Yeah. It could have been that.
Either that or they're really impatient people. Yo, this system's got no games.
This system's looking at me all the time, and every time I try to get it to turn on, it won't turn on.
Xbox, turn on.
Doesn't work. Xbox, turn on. Doesn't work. God damn it, why doesn't it work?
Xbox, I'm telling you.
Xbox is just sitting there like...
Fuck! Turn on our Xbox!
Yeah, just turn on our Xbox. That's
sorry,
crazy.
Dave. I can't let you do that.
But again, guys, again, like I said, we're going to be on Twitch. We're going to be on streaming Titanfall, Infamous, all this other shit, so... Hopefully the admins of Give Me X will come and hang out. So like that, they can hang out with the community and stuff like that also. It's actually back to Block TV days.
That would be pretty fun
for us. That's basically all the big news that we have this week. Anything that I miss? Anything that you guys saw that I miss?
What was her name?
Oh my goodness, I forgot.
Uncharted. The writer from Uncharted was...
She wasn't terminated.
The rumor. She left.
Yeah, the rumor is that they forced her out, and then Naughty Dog said no, blah blah blah, this and that. Hennig. Thank you. Supposedly Naughty Dog came on. No, we did not force her out, and that's the rumor. And then she came on Twitter saying that she has a lot of fans. And thank you for supporting her. I've been a fan of that lady for a very long time.
She is the writer.
She was the writer of Legacy of Kain: Soul Reaver back on the PlayStation 1. And that's one of my favorite games. Of course, I got part of my name off the game, Soul Reaver. So I got that name off of that. And then, you know, she did Uncharted 1, 2, and 3. And that storyline was amazing. And she wrote a story. She was there. I'm a little bit worried, even though they're saying that this is not infected. No, there is no way. Even though she did not write The Last of Us, so again, I'm pretty sure Naughty Dog got it covered because The Last of Us was an amazing game and storyline was really good. So I believe that Naughty Dog has it. I mean, Naughty Dog is full with a lot of created when Naughty Dog always, you know. Does good. So I wish her luck. It's sad that she left. It was kind of sad. She was one of those people that
she did amazing work, man.
Yeah. So it's sad that she left. But anyway.
But they'll definitely, man. With the stories that she has written, someone is gonna go and look for her and pick her right back up because
they need to.
Her mind is amazing for her to have created such awesome games the way she.
I am very surprised.
Not the game in particular, but the storyline.
I am very surprised that I really do very surprised that they have not Microsoft has not tweeted the whole hey Amy, if you want you can come work for us, because as soon as Sony laid off a whole bunch of Santa Monica people, what did Microsoft did?
We didn't actually touch on that topic of
they
Santa
were
Monica.
Like they were like, come on, come work for us, we got you, when Irrational Games went down the drain. They were like, hey, we got you. Come on. So I'm surprised they haven't... Maybe they reached out to her privately and not by Twitter. So, who knows? So, next podcast, we'll be talking heavily... Damn it. Go ahead.
You guys are talking about larger stories and stuff like that. And I have just two little stories that no one really cares about. But
go ahead.
I think that
go
should
ahead.
Still be mentioned to the community.
Go ahead.
Sony just announced a PS Vita bundle/package where if you buy a 16-gigabyte memory card, you get the six free Lego games for free. I personally think it's going to save the Vita a bit.
You think so?
Yeah.
So Lego's going to do it?
I think Lego's going to do it.
Lego's going to save
shit. I've been looking to buy a 16-gig memory card for my Vita for a while. So if I can buy
Don't go 16, man. You got to go 32,
hold on, yeah,
man.
But if I can get a 16-gig with six games for free, I can get Lego Harry Potter, Lego Batman, Lego Batman 2. Anyway, yeah, that's it. But and
then
there's
two.
Hold on.
One more.
Was it two?
Was it two Vita news?
Microsoft just released the little piece that you connect to your Xbox One controller to support headphones or headsets. Headset adapter. And apparently it's not working with, like, Turtle Beaches and stuff like that. Third-party headsets.
No, but it only works with the gay-ass microphone that you get for the Xbox 360.
So I feel like either they need to fix that or a lot of people are going to get pissed off. Because a lot of people are straying away from Microsoft and Sony actual headsets, and they're going to more, like, Turtle Beaches, Kunais, stuff like that.
It's true, because the new headset for the PS4, the $100 one, that shit sucks. It sucks. The quality is not there.
But you can just plug any little headphone one right into the PlayStation one.
That is true. You could do that. Mm-hmm. You could definitely do that. I mean, but for the people who have the Pulse headset from the PS3, the PS4 is actually compatible with it now. So you'll be able to, not the one you have, man. I know exactly what you're talking about. Not that one. We're talking about this one, the $150 one.
Mine was $200.
I still haven't figured out how to get the 360.
You have the old big ones. I know which ones you have. The ones with the headset right here, right? That's the one you have?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
not
compatible.
They were $200 when it fucking first came out.
Well, yeah, that was like 4 years ago.
But we're talking about... The 360 controller, right? I mean, the 360 controller uses some kind of space bar. It looks like a... You know, it looks like a flash drive.
Yeah,
It's not like a normal plug, man. You can't just
No, the Xbox One, you cannot. You cannot put the regular headphones on the Xbox 360. That sucks. The PS4, you're allowed to do that. You can use any headset. So, yeah.
You can't even use the old system ones. You can't even use the old headsets for
them. You gotta buy an adapter.
They're not the same shape, man. They're
like crazy. You have to buy an adapter for it. It's $20, I believe it is. Yeah, I believe it's $20 for the adapter. So
it looks like some kind of docking port from 2001 Space Odyssey.
Another thing, guys, if you guys want to Google it, the Titanfall Xbox One edition that Microsoft only gave to Respawn employees, it looked very beautiful. It looks very nice. It comes with the Titanfall controller. The console is black and white, and it has the Titanfall logo on it. It was beautiful.
The headset is really badass. The Turtle Beach one?
Yeah, the Turtle Beach headset, it looks really
nice. Too bad
nice,
you won't be able to use it.
No, it's specifically made for the one.
Yeah,
I was kidding.
But the Titanfall one, that looks really nice. The console itself, I'm surprised that Microsoft did not bundle that up with the Titanfall bundle. I am very surprised they didn't do that special edition.
Hey,
they always do it.
We're talking about the people that gave a whole section, a whole room of people free Xbox 360.
Yeah, but that's just a marketing. That's just a marketing thing. But again, there is confirmation that they are going to release the all white Xbox One down the line, and they're saying they will release the Titanfall special edition Xbox One down the line. This is just rumors and. Oh, that's something stupid down the line. They're like,
piss people off.
fuck.
Like, really? Come on.
Shit, I can't get it. I already got an Xbox One. You such an asshole, Microsoft, but whatever. But again.
See the lines? Read between them. Again, that's what you were all thinking, wasn't it? Yeah.
Again, guys, thanks a lot for watching. That was the Gaming X Podcast. I hope you enjoy. Make sure you like, you subscribe, you share. You subscribe to us on iTunes, Podomatic, and all that stuff. Hopefully, we'll catch you on the next podcast. The next podcast, we'll be talking about Titanfall heavily. We're going to be talking about very heavy on Titanfall next podcast.
I'll be entertained with my Yoshi New Island.
Whatever.
No, you'll be playing Titanfall.
Either that or fighting with this one.
Yeah, but we'll definitely be talking about Titanfall next time we're on the podcast, and then after that we'll talk about GDS. We'll be our Facebook page, as always, is in the description. Also, click on that. We'll be putting a lot of news this weekend of GDS trailers and stuff like that. Sony has some big announcements. Same thing with Microsoft, and of course we haven't heard anything about Nintendo.
Sorry. You're dying.
Sorry. Don't say that. Anyway, as always, I'm Sophie Value. This is the one and only Pain in the Ass Mary.
Yo. Good night.
The sexy, the one and only Millie on 69. I want that Star Wars shirt. I really do. Yep, I really do. And of course, we have Oni with his faces of fuck you, Microsoft.
His face is a fuck you, Microsoft.
I'm a little bit angry at Microsoft, yeah. But I'm sure we'll get over it once they break up with EA. So pretty much never.
And Seven Sketcher, as always. Thanks for running my work.
Wait! I have one more breaking news.
Okay, go ahead.
Lollipop Chainsaw has sold 1 million copies, finally.
Thank you!
Yes.
Talking about what that 1 million supposedly rumor is, Microsoft said that they are officially been, that 1 million people have actually gotten pre-order Titanfall bundle. 1 million people.
There you go. You're catching Microsoft, up.
You still got about 2 million more to go to catch up to Sony, but hopefully you'll be able to do it.
How many of those people do you expect already have an Xbox One and are really pissed off?
Probably about.
I'm saying
half
maybe
of
half of them. Yeah.
Yeah, just about half of them.
Yeah.
But again, thanks a lot for watching, and as always, Gaming X is out.
Bye bye.